Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Tola, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st century talk for a no bullshit world. Because who doesn't want to connect with the nurturing and supportive energy of Mother Earth? Where'd I get that statement, right? Well, that's right, because it was a full moon last night. You check it out? You should have, because there's a lot of energy churning with full moons. And this one's in Taurus, which means you would like or want to focus in on your security, right? What you value, your resources, possessions, and what you can experience with your earthly senses. I mean, that's what this one's all about, right? The full moon will reflect what you value most, they say, what sustains you, where your true wealth and worth lies. Wealth and worth. It's kind of like, you know, don't spend a lot of time thinking about it, but you definitely want to kind of look up. I do. Look up at that moon, feel that energy, and think, hey, what's going on? Kind of like washes over you. It's a good time to determine just what you value and what you stand for. I mean, that's what this full moon's all about. So hopefully you got a chance to look at it. I did last night. It does. It vibrates that energy. So check it out. Determine just what you value, because you got to make good choices, right? So if you value something, you're going to make choices relative to that value and not make any bad choices, especially coming up into the holidays. So make it count, people. Here you go. All right, let's thank yesterday's guest. Oh, that was an interesting, awesome time with our Hall of Fame adult entertainer, Bill Margold. I mean, Bill, you could talk for hours. Make me look like, I said, hey, you got to get your own talk show. 3 decades, over 500 sex scenes. Not sure. I can't imagine it was 500 women, but I'm sure the numbers have tallied up for this gentleman. No, he's been around. He's kind of like the godfather of it, the grandfather of it. I'm not sure what to call you, Bill, but they call you Papa Bear. That I know. Had a lot of sex in your lifetime, but now I think it's all about kind of the simple things being held. We talked about that, and who knows, but He did shed some insight into the industry. You know, Bill started back in 1971. Talked about the Deep Throat movie, right, with Linda Lovelace. It kind of hit the scene in 72. That came out in June. But more importantly, gave us some the inside track. So check it out in the archives. You guys know where to find it. LATalkRadio.com/Tola Talks. My website, RichTola.com. It's got some good stuff on there, too. The Rich Picks. Hey, went through a lot of trouble coming up with those guys. So, 20 of them. They're short and sweet, a minute or two. Funny. Good stuff. And the live music's on there. I think it's 12. We're up to 12. And music has now been moved to Tuesdays, right? Acoustic Fridays are now Acoustic Tuesdays. Gun Hill Royals are going to be in here on Tuesday. Check those guys out. So we're going to go with we're going to move the top 10 Tuesday to top 10 Friday. But the thing is, we already did our top 10 Tuesday. So what are we doing today? We're going to do the top 20. Give you the special edition in lieu of the top 10. Or maybe we don't get to that. Yeah, I'm going to be opening up the phones at 12:30, I guess, if anybody wants to holler and ask a question. Any question, doesn't really matter. We can answer it. But the Stay Zen web series, you know, I was all into the whatever, making the videos, the yoga and all that business before I got into this. I love this. By the way, it's number 50. We're going to talk about that. But anyway, I did that web series on YouTube called Boulevard Zen. It was all about, you know, talk about words like defining your values. You know, if your value is to impact lives and do the best you can at it, doesn't really matter. Keep putting stuff out there. That's what I did, and that's what this one was. It was number 7 in the Stay Zen series. There was 12 of them, and rightly so for November 7th, 20 ways to be 20 years younger. As I talk about how to be younger, not necessarily look young, you know, the look and the feel, whatever, you got to be it, because if you be it, then you are it. Right? No bullshit. Kind of badass. But it's our 50th show. Well, I mean, hey, if you're doing it once a week, it'd take a year to get there. It's kind of cool. You know, we don't take any days off here every day. Love it. 50th show. What's so special about the number 50? Well, let me give you a little story here. Back in 2006, I was just entered the entertainment business that year and became a yoga teacher as well. It's all kind of part of the journey. You guys can read about that in my memoir if you like one day. I did it on audio tape too, by the way. 6.5 hours if you want to hear me talk for that long. Straight. But anyway, I was became a yoga teacher, and there was a party right about this time, maybe around Thanksgiving, I believe, holiday party for the studio, Upper East Side, Manhattan. And the owner was there. Well, there was a couple owners. One of them was a guy. And pulled me aside, and he said, yeah, I heard you. So I started teaching, probably September, October. Got my first class, and, you know, in the beginning, you're kind of nervous teaching once, twice a week. But it was 90-minute classes. So he said, hey, you know, you could be good. I know you're really good. You could be good after a bunch of classes, but you can't be great until about 50. I said, 50? What's the magic? No, because I don't know, something about teaching 50 classes, you know, like 100. The atomic number of tin is 50. Yeah, 50 years of marriage. Who knows that one? Well, I should know that one because my parents passed that recently. Well, not recently, a couple years ago. Gold, a shout out to them. Yeah, 50 U.S. states. It says one of the numbers, because I had to go research this, right? I'm just kind of store these in the back of my mind and spew them out, but I kind of like them. It says one of the holiest numbers because it's some of the squares of the sacred Pythagorean 3-4-5 triangle. Pythagoras, remember him? Actually, well, they did a lot of things. He was kind of interesting guy back in the day. You can research that, but the Pythagorean theorem, I remember that. For any right triangle, the sum of the square of its two legs, so think of a right triangle. We talk about right angles all the time in my yoga classes. Right, ladies, from last night? Way to rock it. Strong class I taught. Anyway, sum of the square of its two legs, it's the square of the hypotenuse. It's the other one, going the other way. Check it out for all you guys in geometry high schoolers out there. Number 50, chapters in Genesis in the Old Testament. The 50th word in the King James Version of the Bible's Old Testament Genesis is light. Now, I'm going to read this. I don't know why. You guys can read about that. I didn't ever go to catechism. I played hooky. So kind of never did all of the sanctions that the Christian church does. But it says here, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was, number 50, light. I had to read that. It's got power in it, right? It's got some power in it. Well, on that note, let's check out what went on this day in history. I like doing that. Couple throwbacks here. Now, do not remember 1931 on this day in history. 1931, the Chinese People's Republic was proclaimed by Mao Zedong. Now, I remember Mao because when I was growing up, there's all those old school pictures. So, kind of learned a lot about China through his reign. 1991, Magic Johnson, the great, one of the greatest, announced that he was HIV positive, or he had the HIV virus, and he retired from the Lakers. I remember that. Year 2000, I remember this, controversial U.S. election, presidential election, that was later resolved in the Bush versus Gore Supreme Court case. Remember the hanging chads? Holy cow. You guys remember that. I mean, I'm always just sitting there watching on TV how these people are looking at these darn things hanging, whatever, counting them. That was insane. How the hell they ever get right numbers on that? I have no idea how that was resolved, right? Think about it. In 1874... the first cartoon, speaking of politics, depicting elephant as a Republican Party symbol by Thomas Nast. It's kind of interesting. 1874, long time ago. 1944, 70 years later, Republicans were defeated. FDR defeated Thomas Dewey. He won his fourth term. I think that's after that they changed it. But it was back in 1944. In the year 2000, Hillary, Ronald Clinton, elected U.S. Senate to the U.S. Senate, first lady to win. It's funny, they said the first former lady, first lady, but she was first lady to win public office. Whose birthday's today? Give a shout out to Lourdes. She's 18. Wow. Lourdes, you feel like you've been around a long time. You got it rocking, that's for sure. On that note, let's go around the globe for the latest news. What are we calling this? Bundle up. I like this one. I remember this one, living in Chicago. But should be prepared for this, everybody. Icy cold will spread across much of the central and eastern United States by next week, bringing January temperatures to November. Yeah, the onslaught, dubbed as a polar vortex. What's a vortex? We talk about chakras being vortexes of energy. Well, it's going to be fueled by remnants of Typhoon Nuri, okay? And it's going to wallop the Alaska. Now, these I'm familiar with, Alaska's Aleutian Islands, with furious hurricane-force winds over 100 miles an hour and mammoth 50-foot-tall waves over the weekend. Well, I got to give a shout-out and well wishes to my buddy Julian. If he's listening, well, hopefully you are. He's a helicopter pilot and a cattle herder up there. Yeah. Well, Lucia, you see the photographs he takes. He sends them back. And we talked a couple years ago. He's, you know, gets a lot of chump change to do that, but it's extremely dangerous, very dangerous. And said there's could be all sorts of things that could kill them in an instant. So, wow, look out for those crazy winds, right? 50-foot waves. And it says pushing cold air into much of the continental U.S. Snow is going to be in the Rockies in the upper Midwest, Minneapolis and Chicago. Going to get the worst cold as the highs reach only in the 30s. Stay warm, G. And less so much for the Northeast. They're going to kind of hit the 40s. I took a look at the temperatures for New York. They're getting to barely scratch 40. And throwback to my days in Chicago. I went to grad school there between the first and second year. Never forget this. Coldest night of my life. Named a chapter after it. Wow. It was. Chicago. Got off the airport. And this was like maybe 11 o'clock at night. I think it was like January 4th. Yeah. And over the loudspeaker, they say, you know, warning, warning. If any part of your skin is exposed and wet, it will freeze. It was 40 degrees below with the wind chill. It was the coldest night of my life. I wouldn't even tell you. When I got back to my room, which had been shut off for 2 weeks in this old warehouse-style building because I was into warehouses in those days, lived in a lot of warehouses all over the place. Anyway, Philadelphia, Trenton, New Jersey, I lived in a warehouse, an old cigar factory. Read about that as well. But anyway, I get back and old school elevator, everything, and the pipes were frozen. Ah, no rooms in the town, nothing. There's only like the one hotel, or there's one or two up there, and nothing was available. So let me tell you, I piled every piece of clothing that I owned, and you know, I even slept. Yeah, it was insane. But I remember that night, coldest night of my life. So bundle up, everybody. The cold is coming. Hopefully not for too long, but it's here. Yeah, number two, the second story. Let's move on because less is more. I like this. Less is always more. Simplify. Keep it simple. Always. Talk about that with Mark Zuckerberg a little bit later. But the unemployment rate fell to 5.8% this month, October, which continues. It's pretty good. It's good news from last month when the rate fell below 6% for the first time in 6 years. Right. Yeah. They threw out some numbers. We did a story on that. In October, there was 214,000. September, 256,000. So that's good because they're adding some jobs. They said a trend of strong job growth this year. Right. We're on track to have the best year since 1999. I remember those years, 1999. Running down Fifth Avenue. Another chapter. But anyway, the economists are optimistic. Yeah, they should be because the average is well over 200,000 a month for this year. Pretty darn good. 2.3 million jobs have been added this year. The gains are widespread. Nearly every industry sector contributed to the job growth. That's really good. Okay, but it still tops the concerns of Washington. It affected the midterm elections. We know that. And the hourly wage remains stagnant. Now, they said the overall wage for the United States, now this seems kind of high, $24.57. But basically, what we're talking about is it's how much people spend. So the more they're making is the more they're spending. So more jobs doesn't necessarily mean, well, you might say there's more money into the marketplace. But it said that, you know, we're a little bit ahead of inflation, which is we're up around 2%. But still needs some more growth. Median family income levels are around the 1995 level. So it's good. It's still not good enough, says Diane Swank, who's the chief economist for Misero Financial in Chicago. She said, until we see wages accelerate, the majority of Americans are still going to feel left behind in the recovery. Well, I get that. So I got to raise the minimum wage. Country's got to raise it. the 10-10. It's what they talked about. Should do that. And the state should follow heed. Follow Seattle. Rock it. Get people to make more money. Cut those corporate taxes. You know, try to make it a zero-sum game. Somebody's got to be able to figure that out. Simplify it. Make it better. Let's move on. Calling this not on my watch. This is a good one because police, I like this, collaboration around the globe, shut down dozens of underground cyber marketplaces that dealt in drugs, weapons, and other illegal goods in a massive operation this week to disrupt criminals operating on the quote-unquote dark web. I like that, dark web. Can be pretty dark out there. Police in 17 countries arrested at least 17 web administrators, vendors, and cyber criminals. Right? They put illegal goods on display, basically. They're selling stuff. And law enforcement agencies in Europe, U.S., and Canada, they operated out of the Netherlands. Unlike that. Police seized cash, Bitcoin, drugs, gold, and silver. They're calling it November 6th. That was yesterday, of 2014. It's going to be kind of what they're saying. One of the darkest days in the dark net markets history. Well, there's all sorts of hidden sites out there. We know that. That's what's happened. Technology has become, well, we talked briefly about that the other day. I'm sure everyone else has their own opinions out there, but we've come pretty damn far, haven't we? I mean, I just remember when I was a kid, I'm telling you, 40 years ago, 45 years ago. And where we are today and what people are capable of doing with technology and how you become so dependent upon technology. So who knows? I know it's here to stay until it all blows up. I don't know, but I got to take a swig of water here. That's the thing. When you're flying solo here, you got to sit tall in the saddle. All right, let's move on. Call this, calling all billionaires. I like this one. No, I don't think I'm going to go take a drive-by or even make an appointment, but a massive Beverly Hills, California estate. We're not too far from Beverly Hills, right over the hill here. Guys love it in Sherman Oaks. Beautiful day today, by the way. For the cold coming, we don't feel it. I was standing out in the sun 2 minutes. It feels like 95. I think we're going up to 90, so sorry, guys. It's beautiful out here, but in Beverly Hills, just the same. And might be beautiful for the owner of this well, a state with its own entertainment complex, 27-car garage, vineyard, okay, just hit the market for a record listing price of $195 million, the most expensive home listing in the United States, according to Coldwell Banker. Palazzo de Amore, Palace of Love. Yeah, talk about love. It's enormous, no pun intended. 53,000 feet beats the number 50 of living space, 12 bedrooms. Yeah, I guess that really makes it good to have your numerous lovemaking sessions, hopefully with the same person and not all your, well, in New York, guys used to call them nieces, you know, when the guys used to have dinners with their nieces. I don't know what that meant, but there's 23 bathrooms in this place. Yeah, I mean, you could have rock star parties with all the guests be throwing up in every bathroom. They don't have to wait to do that. Anyway, master suite is more than 5,000 square feet. That's the size of a, you know, that's the size of a huge house. 25 acres. I like the vineyard produces 400 to 500 cases of Syrah, Cabernet, Sauvignon Blanc, and others. Wine cellar. Well, the first wine cellar, the nice one, is for 3,500 bottles. And then there's another one, I guess ancillary in the basement, 10,000, 1,300. That's crazy, 13,500 bottles, right? There's a guest house, formal gardens, a spa, and a 128-foot reflecting pool. Wow, it beats the reflecting pool at the Woodrow Wilson School of Political Science, right? Princeton University. We talked about that recently in my candlelight dinners or dates by the pool. That's pretty cool. I like reflecting pools. Yeah, the estate is currently owned by Jeff Green. It's a real estate mogul. No kidding. He bought it as an investment. He rents it out for $475,000 a month. Wonder who rents that. I guess there's not a lot of guys. Well, maybe there is a lot of guys now, all these billionaires. Or everybody that works for Facebook, they could do it too. But he lives in Palm Beach, Florida, or his summer home in the Hamptons. Hey, I wonder if my buddy Mikey T is going to call in one day. He's a big real estate broker in the Hamptons. In the Hamptons, everybody knows in New York, I mean, these, well, 4 months a year, it's incredible. It's the place to be. And then I think the other 8 months, kind of quiets down. November through, gets real quiet, but beautiful place. Know it well. Used to hang out there like days back in the city. And yeah, you got to love the Italian-made fountain carved of Carrara. Ooh, Carrara marble. Add that to the 27-car garage, which, by the way, well, Jay Leno would like that. The parking for additional 150 cars. I mean, we're talking, you could accommodate 1,000 guests, got a 50-seat theater, bowling alley, game room. You could host a seated dinner for $250. The elevator take you to the ballroom with the DJ booth. I think Paulie D from Jersey Shore would like that. And a revolving dance floor, I think that's suited for Tony Manero. Not to mention the Sky Dome. I mean, holy cow. Nothing's ever sold for more than $100 million, but close. That's what the appraiser said, Jonathan Miller from Miller Samuel, New York. I think I know those guys. He said, what's unusual is the estate size. Still, $195 million is a huge number. No kidding. What do you think, Bill Margold? Is that a huge number? Huge is a relative term, right? I guess in the world you come from. Yeah, come on, guys. I'm throwing some jokes in there, too. If you were paying attention, if you listened to yesterday's show, Bill Margold, he's a stud. 300-plus films and videos in the adult entertainment world. But, well, anyway, let's move on. Something much cooler. Calling it the Zucker T. Is it cool, though? Why does Facebook's CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, wear the same shirt every day? Or he opts for the hoodie or the t-shirt? Check them out. Nice color t-shirt you're wearing there. Mark, Q&A yesterday at the headquarters. He said, to spend less energy on things that are frivolous, like choosing what to wear each day. He didn't say that, but that's explaining it. I really want to clear my life, so I have to make as few decisions as possible other than how to best serve this community. Wow. Talk about serving the community. I think he's just wearing those t-shirts to show off his guns. Or maybe that's why I wear them. I'm not sure, but love wearing t-shirts. Hey, I love your style there, Mark. And they said, well, they asked him whether or not Facebook is losing its charm. And he said, keeping Facebook useful is more important than its cool factor. He said, I'm not a cool person. I've never tried to be cool. Well, if you're worth as much as you are, you don't have to be cool. You don't have to be anything. You just wake up every day and try to help the community. No, I think that's a great thing. What him and his wife are doing, without a doubt, he gives back and he impacts the world and the community. So, hey, keep rocking it up there. Great place to be. And good luck to all you Facebook users as well as the company. A great company. We're doing quite well on it. So, how about this one? Last story of the day. I like this one. Not so perfect, I'm calling it. But I do like this one. Victoria's Secret. All right, it's changed its slogan. It was called the perfect body to a more palatable, to non-supermodels, of course. Now they're saying a body for everybody. But underneath it says perfect fit, perfect comfort, perfectly soft. And they use the word perfect shape. That's for that push-up bra, not the wearer. So I guess the word perfect, why? It's a company called change.org. I went to their website, took a look at it real quick, see what they do. They say they're the world's platform for change and start a petition. It's like you click the button and you can start a petition for anything. I'm not sure. I mean, that's like kind of, anybody can complain about anything for the most part, right? So Victoria's Secret didn't confirm why they made the change, but I don't know. It's the same concept with the word, using the word fat, like perfect body. First of all, they had all these beautiful women standing there, which I think is a good role model. If you have a great body, keeping yourself looking fit, that's helpful, right? Inspires people. Or maybe not. Maybe it makes you depressed. I don't know. You shouldn't be depressed. You should be inspired by it. Well, anyway, the word perfect, whatever words you use, it's funny. I saw a casting notice on Facebook, by the way. I don't know. Something comes through and it says, no bullshit. First line, seeking fat guys. That's what it said. anywhere in the United States. So anyway, it's not a bad word. It's I don't think it is as a bad word. Okay, whatever word you want to use, it's all about being healthy and looking perfect. Well, maybe not looking perfect per Victoria's Secret, but I thought that was a pretty cool little story. So on that note, let's whip it over to the Get Your Shit Together Award, because it's almost 12:30 and I do want to get into these 20 ways to be 20 years younger and see if anybody else out there has anything to say. Knows, no worries. Check it out in the archives. But what are we calling this? Oops, we're sorry. I like this one. And again, Get Your Shit Together Award is based on my Get Your Shit Together podcast, which is all about getting your shit together in every compartment of your life in a good way, right? Maybe it's not so cool. Well, maybe what these guys were doing wasn't so cool. U.S. Army. Good old-fashioned U.S. Army. Yeah, they removed a policy. This is kind of like hilarious, I think. They removed a policy that said it was acceptable to refer to black service members as a Negro and issued an apology yesterday, 2 days after CNN reported the regulation. I mean, first of all, that language has been outdated my whole life. I mean, more than 50 years we're talking, right? So what the hell is that language doing in number Army Regulation 600-20? I don't know. But the new policy limits acceptable terms to black and African American. Those are the two words I've always known. I mean, I'm white. Black, what's it matter? What color? But anyway, it's kind of ridiculous. So the U.S. Army, I don't know. It's probably been 60 years ago. Again, more than 50, because I can't remember that. And there you go. The Get Your Shit Together Award, in a good way, whatever way, goes to cha-ching, the U.S. Army. They can fix it real quick. I don't know how many books they got to redo, but they've probably got to put their hashtags in there, their Twitter, their Facebook. I mean, that's a good chance for you to upgrade all of your languages, your marketing materials. You got to do that. You got to stay current. That is true, though, right? With all this technology and everything moving so fast, first of all, the hashtag sound was called pound. We used that as the pound sign. I still can't get that out of my... So I said that to my nephew one time, and the little kid, he goes, what's pound? Pound what? I'm like, yeah, the pound sign, you know, the... Oh, the hashtag. I'm like, first time I heard hashtag, I was like, what does that mean? Hashtag. Well, everything. And then one day now, watch, hashtags are going to go away, right? You're not going to need a hashtag because it's going to, whatever, the computers, everything's going to pick it up just on the word. I don't know where things are going, right? And probably pretty soon you won't need the computer. You'll just think about it. You'll be able to connect something to your brand and just think about it, visualize it. Boom. Yeah, there's so many things. So many places. It's, kind of wish I'm going to be alive in 100 years, but yeah, I don't think so. I don't know. Anybody out there, 150 or so? Who knows? But on that note, let's talk about, because I got a couple things here. I also want to get into, I don't know, we should talk about this maybe a little bit later, but the three best 30-minute treks in LA. Yeah, I wrote this up maybe about a week ago. And these are three that I do that could take you 30 minutes. We're not talking, well, you could do them in 16 minutes, 14, some of them, 15, but on a leisurely. We're going to get into those. For anybody visiting LA, highly recommend it. Kind of all about embracing that Mother Earth, because these are treks, canyons. Anybody out there? And well, if you do want to call in, you know the number, 818-602-4929. I don't know. I don't usually, I'm looking at that screen. I got to look at that screen when the number pops up. So if you call and I don't pick up, maybe call again. Sometimes I look over here, look over there. Still talking into the mic, right? All right, stay zen. What's that all about? And it's not some airy-fairy thing of like, here we go again. Somebody else talking about, you know, I clicked on a couple of videos yesterday on YouTube. Kind of taking a look at the channel and everything. And I don't know. I mean, it was this one gal with something with yoga. I don't know if she was a big name person or what, but I watched it the 20 seconds into it. I had to turn it off. You know, it wasn't working for me. So I get it. For anyone out there who's out there kind of exploring, who's not into fitness, who's truly not. Again, it's like saying I want to be into, you know, gourmet chef over here. It's not going to happen, but that's okay. But if you're poking around, find something that you like, that you connect with. It's all about connecting with it. It's got to put a spark in you somehow, right? Put a spark in you somehow. But I do believe you could change your mindset, right? If you don't like something, you can learn how to like something. You know, the old spinach, you know, when we were a kid, it was Popeye and spinach, and, you know, oh, spinach was bad. Well, guess what? I never liked, but you learn to like it because it's good for you. So those things, you can change that. Things that are good for you, you can learn to like. So don't just arbitrarily say, nah, you know, it's, unless you're allergic to it, totally different thing. Same thing with these 20 ways to be 20 years younger. Just because you're not doing it can't mean you can't turn the switch in your mind and be doing it, like, immediately. That's what's amazing, right? There's no doubt you could get to a negative place anytime. I talked about that last night. I had to sub a class for another teacher and got to get excited. When I go to sub a class, I think, okay, I have a strong style. Hopefully there's people in the class that have taken my class so they can kind of lead. And this class, kudos to the ladies, 12 or 10 women last night. Again, it wasn't my class. And really strong, stayed focused, breathing, all that business. So there's so simple ways to tweak it, right? Whether it's you're working out or whatever it is you're doing in life, don't think it can't be achieved just because you're not doing it today, right? Doesn't matter. Start tomorrow morning, wake up, the new moon, you see it. It's no bullshit. You got to kind of think that in your mind. You got to believe it. You can't just like say, yeah, I understand it. No, it's more about understanding it. Just like these 20 ways to be 20 years younger. Because whatever, we're not going to go off on a tangent on that, but I believe it. I believe I'm 20 years younger than I am. I do. It's no bullshit. It doesn't matter. Whatever the number is. Yeah, okay, I've been on the earth longer, but you can do this. What's number one? It's got to be. Exercise at least 30 minutes a day. 2% of your life. It's all it is. 2% of your life. 98%. Think about it, 98%. I mean, if you do things 98%, most people don't even, they half-ass things and do it 60%, 70%. If you get to 98, you're a star. It's 2% of your life, 30 minutes a day. It seems like such a trivial number. 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes at night, 30 minutes in the morning. It's so simple, really easy. Don't know how to do that? Well, go to number two. Walk at least 1 mile a day. That's easy too. You lace them up, the Chuck Taylors, you walk out your door, lock the door behind you, walk 10 minutes, stop and turn around and come back. There's your mile. If you're quick, stop after 7.5 minutes. Should be able to walk a mile in 15 minutes, unless there's something wrong physically. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about anybody who could stand up straight and walk or hunched over like my 91-year-old guy. He comes to the gym Monday through Friday. It's like, you know how many guys in the gym, I shout out to my gym peeps, just kind of give him the nod, and I say to the guy every day, I say the same thing. Another day, another workout. He goes, you got it. And he takes off on the weekends. He's like, yeah, I'm a 7-day-a-week guy. I say, I'll see you Monday. It's that simple. Go walk a mile a day. Number three, always feel hungry. This one's kind of interesting. Life and physically and in life. What's hungry for life, for exploring the journey? You know, sometimes I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. Sometimes it feels like there's that wave. We talked about surfing. Go back to John Francis' interview back in September. Talked about surfing. But sometimes it feels like there's a wave coming at you, right? It's like, I feel this wave coming. It's going to crash on me. I got all this shit happening in my life, whatever. Hey, if you get to that place, that's okay, right? But you got to be hungry for life, because then life's going to create these opportunities that are going to maybe make you stressful, put you in a tough spot, but you still got to be hungry for it. Same thing, physically, can't ever overeat. The lean people, the ladies in that picture, perfect body, they don't overeat. It's that simple. And it doesn't really matter, whatever you're eating, eat less. I mean, that's what I do. It's kind of easy to, you know, let me give you a quick example. Last time I went to the doctor, and he says to me, weighs me, and I keep my weight within a 3-pound range. I do. I try to keep it 48 to 51. That's just who I am. Get on the scale every day. And I might have been up 52, 53, whatever. He weighs me, and he's like, you know, I said, nah, you know, I can't get that six-pack anymore. He goes, well, you're going to live to over 100 for sure. He said, but, you know, you're fat. I said, I'm fat? Now, it didn't bother me, you know, to hear the word. And I said, he goes, no, you have fat on the body. I said, yeah, I do. I said, yeah, well, cool. I said, how do I get rid of it? It's kind of like, it's okay. Yeah. So set my sights to get rid of it, and I did. I lost 6 pounds, and I didn't really want to do that, and I put 3 back on real quick. But, you know, it doesn't matter. You want to have fat on the body. But anyway, focus on that, feeling hungry, life and physically, and never overeat. Number four, brush and floss your teeth at least once a day. Uh-oh, who's calling over here? Let me see what's going on. Let me get this up. Hold on. Let's see. All right, we got Tola Talks here.
Richie T!
Mike! Hey, guys, I tell you, my buddy Mikey T from the Hamptons.
Hey, how are you? How's everybody?
Oh,
what's
awesome.
Going on?
Well, listen, first of all, Mikey T is a big fitness guy. Yoga teacher as well, right, Mikey T?
Yes, yoga teacher, big fitness guy. It's revolved my life around that, man.
We talked about lacing them up. Well, there's another one with my boy. We talked about lacing up the Chuck Taylors. I was saying, going through these 20 ways to be 20 years younger. But you're a 30-year-old guy, right, into fitness your whole life. And you're on an island that you see a lot of people walking around. It's the Hamptons, right? So it's like, are people just in their limos or what's going on?
Yeah, you know, you get a lot of people who, you know, they're pretty fitness-oriented. They like to get out every day. You see a lot of people running outside. You got a lot of gyms out here, so like anything, you know, people like to take care of themselves out here, but you also have a lot of people who should be taking care of themselves, but really aren't. So it's, you know, it's really to each his own.
Speaking of which, I know the Hamptons, give us a little background, some of the most expensive real estate in the world. Now, it does, it's like seasonal somewhat, right?
Yeah, the Hamptons is a seasonal place, you know. Really, the main season here is about 90 days. It's Memorial Day to Labor Day. It's probably the most expensive real estate in the country, maybe besides your neck of the woods, Beverly Hills, Bel Air type area. Some of the homes here are the most beautiful homes I've ever seen, and I'm fortunate enough to sell real estate out here and see some of these homes that are, you know, some of them are just absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah, just
and then you know, the rest of the year, it's about 10 years ago, I'd say it wasn't really a place you'd want to be year round, just because it, you know, after Labor Day it shut down. There was nothing going on. But nowadays you have a lot more people out here on a year round basis and a lot of young families and kids, so it's a good place to be all year.
Well, I mean, 10 years ago, isn't that the time P. Diddy went and had his white party out there?
Oh yeah. He set the stage, you know, for the white party. He's kind of you know, is the guiding force to the Hamptons and you know, the big party scene, man. And you see some crazy stuff out here in the summer, because you know, when money's not an object for people, they can really do some pretty wild stuff, and it's kind of fun to watch from the outside or be on the inside.
I remember back in the day, it was early 2000s, I guess, making those exodus on the weekend. You get the jitney. There was like that jitney that went from Midtown a couple hours, right?
Oh, yeah.
Done that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can take the jitney. It's still in business, man. Hampton Jitney's, you know, it's one of the biggest companies in the East Coast right now. Actually, they have a big following here, and then also in Boston. And they bought out a couple of the companies. There's a couple of these private bus lines that tried to start, but they folded pretty quick because, you know, their costs just exceeded what they were actually bringing in. So yeah, man, jitney's still around. People, there's a new company actually called Blade Helicopter, and it's for the people who are willing to spend top dollar every Friday when they're coming out from the city, and they take off right down on the water at the Hudson, and they fly out here. You can be in the Hamptons having a cocktail, take off at the Hudson, and you can be on your back patio at the Atlantic Ocean in 35 minutes.
Oof, what a treat. I got to get me one of those when I come back. But let me ask you this, because we had this house. There's a house in Beverly Hills that's on the market for $195 million. Now, it's this huge.
I saw that.
Yeah, you saw that, right? So anything out there? I mean, what are things trading for? I mean, nothing's selling for 200 bills, but what do you say? I mean, things are what, 5 to 20 million? I mean, what is like the range?
You know, the range is, it's really kind of all over. I think sometimes people do mistake the Hamptons and think that it's just $15 million and above. And, you know, there's definitely a lot of transactions that are around that price point. But at the same time, like I said, you have a lot of regular families that live out here and a lot of people who live in Southampton and East Hampton, just normal people. And you have a lot of home sales that are between $500,000 and $2 million. Hmm. That being said, you know, there was multiple transactions this year, $30 million and above, two of which were bought by one buyer One in Southampton he paid $75 million for cash, closed in a week, and he flipped it for $92 million about 35 days later. And then the same buyer who bought that for $75, he purchased another property in East Hampton for $100 million. Mm. So, you know, you see all sorts of price points out here.
Nice. And flipping, for those who don't know, yeah, right, it's when he, well, sometimes they transfer, sometimes they sell it. I've been involved in transactions as a broker where the property was flipped before the guy actually closes, right? So flipping could happen in a couple of different ways.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so the weather, you guys are getting some cold weather, too, by the way. We reported on that. So was he gonna, what do you think? Getting ready for a cold winter?
Oh, man, yeah, Richie T. We got some cold weather coming, man. It's you know how it is here on the East Coast. Mm. It's like
it
summer's
sucks.
Here. They're absolutely gorgeous. Kind of takes a while to get there. Then they come. But as soon as they come, man, it's just, you know, they go yeah. pretty quick. And that one day switches, and it switched. It's November 7th, and it's chilly out, man. It's cold. It's about 45 degrees, I'd say.
Ouch. No, I mean, I love it on the East yeah. Coast. East Coast is awesome, but he's right. I mean, once you get through October, by Halloween, my favorite holiday, boom, it switches. So switched over with the full moon. You know, you're into it, the energy, and yeah.
Well, hey. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Full moon.
Full moon, right. We got stories.
For sure.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Well, hey,
listen. There's a lot of energy going around. There's a lot of things happening right now with everything with that full moon. So it's always an interesting time of the year.
Oh, all the jamokes. We got a term. We have a term.
Man.
Yeah. Well, you guys know I was a real estate broker as well. And a lot of people in that business, well, even people like to spend a little bit of money to appear like they have a lot of money, right? Anyway. Well, we won't get into all that. That's for another day. But hey, listen, Mikey T, thanks for, I know you're the fitness guy as well. We got a lot to talk about, but it's funny how this show just like, boom, before I know it, it's like a couple minutes left. But
I know.
Good luck with the rest of the year. Happy holidays. I got to get you to call in again when we get, you know, we'll talk more about one of these topics because, again, fitness is your thing. And good luck closing those
for
deals.
Sure.
Yeah, good luck closing deals and bundle up.
All right, well, we'll talk soon. Yeah, I love right. the show, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, you take care. All right.
All right.
Peace. Oh, yeah. Yeah, another good dude out of my past or my present. Yeah, he's all about the present. Yeah, somewhat of a mentor to Michael Tamaro. If you guys are interested in any real estate, he works for Corcoran Group. I mean, they're the powerhouse out there. So give him a shout. Michael Tamaro over there in the Hamptons, if you guys are renting. You know, well, I don't know. I don't know if he's still doing rentals, but yeah, he sells whatever. But it's all good. It's all good anywhere you are. So remember to soak up that energy. Just to zip through these real quick, since I might as well. I talk about brushing, flossing your teeth. That's a simple one. Do that. Got to do it. Number 5, always maintain good posture. No kidding. Starts there. Number 6, think positive outcomes. You got to. Can't be thinking it. Sometimes it's tough to think when things are looming, the big wave's coming. You got to try to hang in there. Think positive. Number 7, speak positive intentions. Forget about what you're going to do. Doesn't matter what you're going to do. It's what you're doing. Okay. And if you speak it, do it. The words become your master. Be careful. And number 8, don't futurize. Yeah, I did a podcast on that one. Focus on the present. Because you can, the future's arbitrary. Yeah, you could visualize it, but it's arbitrary. So visualize something great. Talked about with Jen Sincero in her book, Be a Badass. We're talking about being badasses, but every day you can. And number 9, you got to smile often. Don't frown. I try to do that. Sometimes you get in your zone, right? You just kind of your mind swirling. And sometimes people perceive something differently. Just the other day, I got somebody perceived something. You know, when I'm working out, especially, I kind of stay focused. Sometimes I don't see people. I'll give you the wave, whatever. But it's okay. Keep smiling. Number 10, daydream. I love to daydream. Got to do that because everything is in the realm of possibility. Number 11, limit your vices. Ooh. One would be awesome, I guess, but yeah, remember, gambling's a vice, drinking's a vice, drugs is a vice. You know, they're different categories. Dating, sex is a vice. It's all these different vices. Be careful. They consume you. You become your reason to be. You don't want to do that, waking up, kind of going for it. Even cigarettes, you know. Heard about a gal who smoked 3 packs a day. It's a true story, and went in to get her a breast implants and never came out because they said it was the breathing, something with the breathing. Anyway, sad news on that one. But number 12, you got to sleep well. I mean, I think you got to get a decent amount of sleep, but sleep well, right? Being interrupted, figure out a way to sleep well. Number 13, I say this, avoid fast food, but don't eliminate it. Limit it. I eat it. I mean, I do. You don't have to avoid it. Well, no, you have to avoid it. You don't have to eliminate it because I don't want to beat up on those guys. They do have some good choices there. But for the most part, I mean, you don't necessarily have to. But don't eliminate. There you go. Surround yourself with young souls. That's number 14. I think that's huge. I always do that. You need to. Doesn't matter. You could be an older person with a young soul. I believe I have a young soul. You know what I mean by young soul. Not an old-minded person. Yeah. Sometimes we use the word old soul in a good way, but keep it young. Number 5, laugh daily. You really have to. Try to. Laugh at something. There's always something funny. Even if it's something tragic, you could find the humor in it and still mourn the tragedy, but find the humor. Number 16, don't stress. Don't worry. Be happy. It's going to be okay. Stressing makes you old. Everybody knows that. Drink a lot of water is my number 17. It's pretty much what I drink. Tons and tons of water. Coffee, whatever. But you guys know, number 18 is part of that. Avoid salt and sugar. I mean, I read the labels at all times. Anytime you're getting anything that's got preservatives in it, right? I mean, you're reading the back of it. If it's canned, it has preservatives in it to keep it in that can, right? All times, read the labels and try to go low. Sodium, low. Sugar, low. Calories, low. Not that difficult, okay? Number 19, love yourself. That's what Jen Sincero writes in Every Dawn Chapter. Starts with that. Got to love yourself. I mean, you got to start with that for sure. And lastly, we didn't get to my three best 30-minute tricks, by the way. We'll do that next week. Believe you are. Got to believe it. It's like anything else. If you believe it, right, maybe you're going to manifest it. Not maybe. You will manifest it. You're going to manifest something. It's going to be in the positive realm. It's going to come out of that. I believe all that. 20 ways to be 20 years younger. I don't know. That one might be 20 minutes. I'm not even sure. All the 20s. Episode 7. Banging that out today. Good call from my buddy Mikey T over there. We got a little thing going on. You know, you're going to get your buddies. Well, he's one of my buddies out there. Is supportive and loves the show. I appreciate it, Mikey T. For number 50, right? That's our show for today. Number 50. I kind of am proud of that just because, hey, you know, when you get the 50-year style, you kind of keep evolving. But, yeah, try to become great at it. Check it out. In the archives, you guys know the archives, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. Rich picks are over there on my website. The music's on my website, richtola.com. You guys got to tune in on Monday because I'm going to be reviewing, everybody knows this, the latest Christopher Nolan sci-fi thriller with Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway. I love her. Interstellar. Yeah, that's going to be stellar for Interstellar. And don't forget about connecting to Mother Earth, right? It's this full moon, a lot of energy swirling. Use it to your advantage, right? Turn it into a positive. Kind of feel the vibes. It's not some yoga mumbo jumbo, guys. You want to check out that episode, learn more about it. Aaron Mason and I had a chat this week on Tuesday. So there's a lot of stuff out there. Take it upon yourself, though. Really. Take a moment, you know, take a moment, look up, take that energy, do something with it, right? What are your values? And rock it on every single day through the holidays, especially a couple months left, right? Got to make it happen. Awesome. I enjoyed it. Hope you guys did too. That's it. I'm Rich Tola. And remember, dreams do come true, but hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.